Hi, Jose. It's Tina again. Are you there?
Hey, Tina. Yes.
Hi. Yeah, so this call can't cancel the account. You would have had to call by March 7th to prevent the March 10th 149 charge from being due. So today is March 14th, so the account is past due. So I have to collect that final payment in order to process the cancellation.
No.
As I was saying, you're catching it in time because come April 10th, it will reoccur to 298, and that will continue to do so until this settles. So the good news is you're only past due for that March 10th payment. So, and you don't have to do that today.
So
you know, if funds are tight, you can call back, you know, before, I would say before April 7th, because come April 10th, the next payment will be due.
Okay. All right.
Mhm. Yeah. So, question, because I'm on your dashboard and it is showing me that you're getting a lot of activity from being on Google. So, you must be getting a ton of work out of this. Have you seen the dashboard yourself by chance?
No, nothing.
Oh my goodness. Nothing. Yeah, because this
is showing. I don't even know to access your dashboard. I tried once. It says, login, password, oh my God, it's so difficult.
Oh my goodness, Jose. Yeah, because it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has already been found on the first page of Google 737 times, and you're getting tons of Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Have you seen the site that we built you, livingstoneconstruction.co?
Yeah, nobody calls me yet from that company.
You're getting calls from it. On Google tracks how many people click on the site and how many people click to call you, and you are getting calls from it. And in addition to that, there's 36 leads on the dashboard.
What number?
So,
what number do you have on there?
So when people call the 423-556-9855, it forwards to your number, 423-508-7468. That's
the
call tracking number.
No, I don't receive any phone calls from anybody. The only phone call that I receive is telemarketers, and I hate that. And that is because of you.
So we put a call tracking number on there.
All the phone calls that you see is telemarketers. They're calling me for insurance. They're calling me for anything else but work. And just because of I'm on Google.
So I can go back in and listen to the calls and see, you know, if they're sales calls or if they're an actual client, because they're all recorded on the dashboard.
Yeah.
But I will
tell
you this. Oftentimes what happens when people tell me they get a lot of calls of people trying to sell them stuff, when we research it, because we do have a huge legal team, So oftentimes we find out that those calls are originating from other sources like Angie Leads or Yelp, because those other types of sources, you can go on there and you can put, for example, painters in Georgia, and you would get pages and pages of painters in Georgia. So those companies use those directories as a lead source. So I don't know if you've used any of those services in the past, but if you have, there's a home advisor listing for you. It's in the notes. You had that when you signed up, which is now Angie
canceled.
Leads.
It's canceled.
Let me see if you're still on their directory.
The same way.
Yeah, because I'm
showing
Livingstone Construction, 211 National Boulevard, Roosevelt. You're still on their directory. So if you call them and ask them to take you off of their directory, I think that those spam calls would stop, because I see that you're still listed on
there. Well, I cannot access your dashboard. Send me an email trying to see.
I'll send you an email with the dashboard. However, if you try to log in right now, all it's going to say is your account is in suspension. It's not going to give you full access. But once the 149 is paid, you will have full access.
You only call when there is no money. Other than that, you don't call. Okay.
So you have an option, though, Jose. Have you seen the website? Because we could, once the payment is up to speed, cancel the program and allow you to keep the website and pay us just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So I'm sending you a link to your site just so you can see it. Right now, there's a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But sometimes people see that and they don't like it and they think, you know, oh, a potential client might think that we're out of business, right? So once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down within one business day. So that's an option. You know, you can pay the past due and cancel if you want and lose the site, or you can pay the past due and then I would push the next billing out 30 days and starting the next month, you would only be paying for the hosting. And a lot of people like that option. Yeah, because it's 2024, you probably need a website anyway, you know. So since it's already up, you have that option to keep it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I'll follow up with you in a couple of days if I don't hear from you sooner, unless there's another card that you wanted to use right now.
No.
No? Okay. I'll be touching base then. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.